pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
How to discuss death with children. That's been a topic of children's movies ever since somebody made up Hansel and Gretel thousands of years ago. So the fascination with death and the macabre and all the bad things that can happen to us if we don't follow the rules of society and the decorum of family versus strangers. If we don't learn how to keep our future generations safe, then the entire human race is at peril. Such is the nature of our mythological storytelling aimed at children. Coco falls in line with that, dealing with the Mexican Dia de los Muertos celebration, the Day of the Dead. In this case, Coco, the name refers to the grandmother of the title character, and she is senile and close to death, and the young boy who wants to play music for a living, follow his passion and make music for a family of shoemakers. And what we have is he crosses over into to the land of the dead, and while there he learns the importance of remembering your ancestors, because it keeps them alive in the day of in the dead world. Once you've been forgotten in the dead world, then your ghost disappears and you die a second time. So basically, don't forget to remember where you came from and that you're standing on the shoulders of giants. That's that's the champion slogan, and it's one that is made strongly and quite beautifully in the movie. The visuals are unbelievable. There's a scene where you see the city of the dead that just your eyeballs won't believe what you're looking at. And the tension and dramatic narrative is also incredibly strong. So follows the classic sort of a hero structure of the young person who challenges the society's rules and then finds himself forced to comply, and but is able to also bring a lesson to society in not giving up on its dreams and the lessons of young people, which are earnestness and unflappability. So it brings those back to the table. Anyway, it's up there with Inside Out in that it wrestles with sort of the unseen world. Animation provides us a way sort of to look at the unconscious mind in a way that linear narrative just doesn't, forced to use as it does actual pictures and actual filmed objects. Animation is not constrained by the limitations of the actual physical world and is able to play in the playground of the unconscious and subconscious with whatever the imagination dreams up, and with the illustrations and beautiful artwork of the thousands of people who worked on this film, we have a real hallmark in what we now might imagine is the afterworld. And that's a real cause for celebration for adults and children alike.